Blog Talk Radio.
Spookman.
Yo, how's it going?
Good, how are you? Where are you calling from? Where's the 61 number?
That's me. It's RL, you know. It's the guy that goes, "What's up, sheeple?"
Oh, RL. RL Spookman? Okay.
My old thing. It's an old thing.
Okay, so how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, and I'm just, it's a nice snowy Saturday morning, well, actually afternoon right now, but,
The snow is getting me down. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, sick of Washington, too, but, you know, hey, at least this is the less the sicker, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, did you hear that news about what's going on there? The Boehner's quitting and putting in Chuck. Good old Chuck.
Oh, boy. Yeah, Harry
Chuck
Reid's Harry Reid's quitting, but he's announcing his retirement. He will not run for re-election, but the guy going in is just as bad, Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, I gotta be everything in
Chuck
the...
Schumer in.
Yeah, at least he's not a full-blown commie.
Huh.
He's got a couple of good things.
718. From the 718, that's New York, I think. New York City?
I don't know. It could be. I don't know. Let's
put him on. 718, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hey, I know that voice.
I've heard a lot about you. Good things.
I'm doing okay. I was just about eating, but I came on here to promote our new radio network, which is Altair 41 Radio Network. We are going to have various shows and various programming.
Cool. I think I have an ad for that somewhere. I might even play it later.
Oh, yeah, he does have you do have our, the Altair 41 Radio Network, yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to bring it up right now, where I have it. Oh, God. It's not coming up.
Okay.
I loaded it.
Oh, okay. Because
I just can't load it into the Blog Talk Radio thing.
I know exactly. That's what I meant. That sometimes it never worked when I used it because I had to do the pilot show by myself for the brand new show up there. Tell everybody about the brand new show.
Well, my show is all about town, and it's going to cover various subjects, ranging from, up-and-coming musicians, to what to do in New York City.
Yeah, I love that kind of a concept of a show. It's like from MoMA to Broadway, anything you need and want to know about New York City, hey, she's the girl.
Yeah, I was doing a show that was kind of like that called This and That. Just interviews with people around the movers and shakers around the world.
Hello? If you got your monitor up, please close it because you can hear the echo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't have my monitor on, but whatever.
Okay. Yeah, no, I thought so anyway, yeah, it's going to be good. Well, we got a good start off show for that. Well, we had a good guest on there, too.
Yes, his name was Michael Castaldo. He's a local musician that was actually born in Italy and raised in Canada. And he's known all over the neoclassical music world, for his Italian renditions of a lot of popular songs and, for his own renditions of the operatic classics as well.
All right. Well, that's very cool stuff, and I have my wrestling show that I might bring to the network, maybe. totally wrestling.
Wrestling, yeah.
Now, also, this being a politics show, what did you think of the recent German Wings incident?
Oh, that's got to be terrorism, in my opinion. That guy, well, maybe not, but it just seems like that guy has some issues. To put it lightly.
Yes, really. I mean, geez, he couldn't even, as he was plummeting in the plane, he couldn't even yell out Ali Akbar or something, you know?
I know. Like my brother says, that's kind of like a coward's way out. I mean, if you want to kill yourself, just put a gun to your head and deal with it that way. Don't take other people with you.
Well, you know the old saying, madmen never have logic or reason. They just have a goal.
Because I definitely think it's it has something to do with terrorism, because you have to understand that here in the United States, we require background checks. Over there, they don't.
They don't?
No. Because I have an aunt that works in the airline industry, and the FAA also requires that if one pilot has to, like, you know, take a restroom break or just wants to get up and stretch their legs, that a crew member has to be in the cockpit with the other pilot until that pilot comes back.
And so he was banging on the door, and he never got in.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Surprise!
The big story I wanted to talk about today is Hillary Clinton. She says no when she gets that subpoena to turn over her email server. Nope, not going to do that.
Oops, the hard drive accidentally got riddled full of holes.
So what should happen next to Hillary? I think they should hold her in contempt.
Absolutely. I think what they should really do is they could put her, like, you know, in a court-martial for what
really?
She did. They could court-martial
her
because that's considered military.
So is Obama, but nobody's doing anything about him either, now are they?
Yeah, and that leads me, you know, to my next question. What about Bo Bergdahl, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Is he a deserter? What do you
think? Oh, he's a deserter. He got off right.
Exactly. I disapprove also because he wants to propose overturning, you know, the amendment that made two-term limits back in 1953 so that he could run for a third term. I don't think so.
Unbelievable. I don't think so. And the mandatory voting thing. Oh, my God.
That's
that
he has to
like
35 to become president.
What are you saying?
I said you have to be over 35 to become president, and you have
right.
to take a look at the Hillary situation this way. If she decides to run, you have to think this is 2016. She's going to be 70 years old when she, you know, and if she goes for two terms in office, she'll be 78. She'll be pushing
it's
80.
Complete. Insanity. As Macho Man Randy Savage would say, complete mental insanity.
Mm-hmm.
When will this insanity end?
Oh, no, it's Farmageddon. Oh, never mind.
You think she should be court-martialed?
Absolutely.
Hillary Clinton.
Because anything that's overseas involves the military, you know. Involved with the Secretary of Defense, you know, it's not because it's not considered domestic.
Right, and here's what I think on this Bo Bergdahl. He is a deserter, I think, no doubt about it. But as far as what should be done with him, I don't know. Life in prison, death penalty, what? What's the penalty for that?
Good question. Well, let's see now. He hasn't helped the other side, so. You know, that prevents him from being put up against the wall and shot, like a certain president that should be. But anyway, let's see. I would say give him life with some privileges. But keep him away from Spofford.
Yeah. It's just the question is, did he desert in time of war? I mean, do you define this as a time of war?
That's a very good question. That's going to be splitting hairs. Well, I have a funny feeling that won't be in the public tribunal, in a private military tribunal court. Instead, it will be out in the public there, or, you know, because, well, you know, he was a patriot, and he accidentally walked into the other side camp there and got caught. I don't know, you know.
Yeah, because they say the maximum punishment, if he would get to get the maximum punishment for a for desertion during time of war, is actually the death penalty.
Well, if it's still on the books, then, well, I hope he likes his last meal. Let's hope it's an unhappy meal.
And yes, Mr. Bowen,
yeah.
Yes, the punishment is death penalty. I have a cousin that's in the military, and he served honorably. But you have to consider this, too. Look at all the infractions that Obama's doing. Obamacare is the biggest one. Do we really have to have nationalized health care? I mean, you know, the health care varies from state to state. And if you're insured in that state, you're fine. Well, just as long as the doctor in another state, you know, takes your insurance plan, that's fine. You know, we really don't need, like, you know, this
overall
Obamacare bullshit.
Now. Right.
And it's driving my father insane because he owns a business, and it's target. You know, the Obamacare is targeting the small businesses, and if you have like over 100 employees, at which one time my father did, you know, they would have to be forced to pay Obamacare. But what he did is, in order to get by that, he had to let a lot of them go or make them become independent contractors.
You see what that thing is here? Is Obama did that on purpose. He wants to kill American business so he could bring in the Chinese and other stuff to and that's not right. I mean, this, you know, something that be made here in America, and he does that on top of everything else. But let me put it this way, ladies and gentlemen. Obamacare, that's for suckers.
Right. I know I'm bouncing around a little bit here, but looks like I wanted to say one more thing about Bo Bergdahl. The only service member in the American military ever to be executed for desertion was Private Eddie Slovic in 1945. So we might get Bo Bergdahl sticking a needle in his arm.
Now, you have to think it this way, Mr. Bowen. In that case, you are talking in regards to World War II. And my own grandfather was a World War II veteran. So, yes, he would have to be tried in what's known as a war tribunal, not a court-martial.
Okay. I'm not sure about I don't know a lot about the military justice system because, well, all my relatives, they all served honorably. My father, rest in peace, Dad, he served during the Korean conflict in Okinawa. He was a weatherman for the Air Force. So, and my uncles, my brothers, they were all in the military. I didn't qualify because I wouldn't have passed. I'm handicapped and I wouldn't pass physical.
I had a grandfather and two uncles that served in World War II. All three of them, please rest in peace. My uncle was in Nam, stateside, and my cousin, which was my uncle's son, you know, my uncle also rest in peace as well. You know, he was in the military, but he was not in during wartime. He actually enlisted just as Operation Desert Storm was finished.
Yeah, and I think one of my uncles, if the Cuban Missile Crisis had gone full-blown nuclear, he would have gone to Cuba or something,
mm-hmm.
because they had him ready to go. So, but next up is I did want to talk a little bit about Common Core.
Oh, that's my subject. Oh, don't get me started.
Yeah, I wanted to get you started on that, Heather.
Mm-hmm.
It's mine, too. Let's talk about Common Core.
Right. So how does one opt out of the Common Core system of the standardized testing and everything? Because it's a big thing here in Connecticut.
Actually, I could answer that because I am a private tutor. They have to go to the individual school where the student is enrolled, their child, and they have to, you know, tell the teacher and the principal that they wish to opt out of the Common Core test, and they have to sign an affidavit.
Okay.
That's here in New York.
Yeah, I don't know what the law is here in Connecticut, because it's all different, I think.
Now, also, if you take a look on Facebook, there's a group called the Americans Against the Common Core. And, you know, the Common Core was actually not implemented by the NEA. It was implemented by an educational publishing company named Pearson.
Yeah, I don't like Common Core at all. It stinks.
Because what it is, you know, the company that, you know, that's backing this, which is the Pearson company, by the way, they're putting material in those tests that are subjective to children. Like, hello, you know, they're not going to want to read about BDSM sex as a topic at age 10. I could understand if their mother was reading Fifty Shades of Grey, you know, but that's not appropriate for a child, you know, for a child to read as part of the ELA. And have to answer multiple questions, you know, about that, especially the multiple choice questions. You know, I actually think if they want to keep this ELA, you know, they should just make it geared towards the children. Put child-friendly stories in there,
mm-hmm.
like Cinderella. You know, maybe let them learn about Lindbergh. Maybe let them learn, you know, about do it. You know, read a short passage and answer questions about the solar system.
Right, that's what we were doing in school when I was in school, and we were reading Hamlet and Othello. We were reading all the Shakespeare classics, and my English teacher was pretty good. In fact, the big thing is he didn't tell us how to think. He just what to think. He just told us how to think.
See, Mr. Paul, that's where you're wrong about Common Core. Common Core is you have to prove how you got to the answer, and that's especially, you know, prevalent in math, because let's say you have to do 2 times 2. Now, you know, we all know that 2 times 2 equals 4. Now they want them to expect to show how you got to 4. I mean these are kids, these are not engineers. They don't need to build a model to do 2 times 2. Okay, if you're not sure what 2 times 2 is, use your fingers. Do 2, 4, 6, 8. Count the 2 times 8.
But, I mean, what I was saying was, like, when I was in school 15 years ago, it was a lot different.
Exactly. When I started high school 30 years ago, it was a lot different, too. But you have to think, high school is exempt from the Common Core. The Common Core only goes to the 8th grade. But you have to. But now putting it into that, you know, into that perspective, yes, these Common Core kids are now going to be in high school, and they're going to be clueless.
Yeah.
You know,
some of them already are. But go ahead, RL.
Now, I just say, I just remember back in the, about in the 90s, in the district by me here got all up in uproar because they wanted to have co-op or something like that. I forgot the name now. They call it cooperative education or whatever, and they raise all holy hell. And here we got Comedy Corps coming in because some guy created because he hates white people. But however, he forgot that because he put that up there that everybody else who's other than white people have to make them all look stupid too. And so he basically shot himself in the foot.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Obama's work. He even admitted that Obama's working. Now, all we got to do is have Obama admit that he cheated with the Nobel Prize award, and now we're in business.
Yeah, it's like, who developed this thing? I think all the Obama people did.
Yeah, David something. I don't know. I forgot the name now. But, yeah, it's Obama's boogeyman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And quickly, I'm going to go into a couple of ads.
I'm going to give you again the teacher's perspective of the Common Core. You have to think of it, you know, this way. like these, this year's 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, which would be obviously, you know, next year's 9th graders for the 8th graders, the following year for the 7th graders, you know, the following 2 years for the 7th graders, and 3 years
mm-hmm.
after that for the 6th graders. So they are technically the last generation that came through, you know, the traditional intermediate school, the intermediate school that we know it. That we knew. And now think, this year's 5th graders are going to be next year's 6th graders. You know, they're going to be in on that too. But, and again, you know, when they're going from the Common Core curriculum to the traditional, they're going to be lost.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is what happens when you have indoctrination by matter of attrition, supposedly.
Exactly. And now, just think, next year's 6th graders, which will be the 9th graders 3 years from that, they're going to think, what the hell was I learning?
Mm-hmm.
They're teaching me 2x plus 2 equals 6. And
that's
they're teaching me to do, you know, the multi-step equation. But the only way I know how to do that is I have to draw a model.
Like I said, it's gonna take time to get it back to where it was, where students think for themselves instead of them thinking
uh-huh.
for you. So, anyway, Matt, you said you were going to take a break. I'll be on the side here.
All right. I'm just going to do a couple quick promos, and we'll mute you guys and be back in, like, 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if I can mute. There we go.
Coming soon to a PC near you, Altair 4, One Radio Network, an internet-based radio station that will bring you quality programming and no flack talk. In the meantime, check out our Facebook page and like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/A41RN. That's www.facebook.com/A41RN.
This is Matt Bowen from Totally Wrestling. You've seen the action on Raw and Impact. Ever think about stepping between the ropes yourself? If so, I highly recommend the Main Event Training Center. Head trainer Pablo Marquez and his assistants will teach you everything you need to know about becoming a pro wrestler. If you think you have what it takes, then get started today. Call 954-548-5779 for more information, or just stop in at 701 Northwest 57th Court in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Tell them Maddie B sent you. The Main Event Training Center. See you in the ring.
All right. That was good promos there, Matt. Hopefully,
wonderful promos. As a matter of fact, now getting back to the Common Core, what I was saying is that, you know, that this year's 5th graders will be next year's 6th graders, that when they're learning algebra, those teachers are not going to want them to do models. You know, they're going to want to actually see, you know, okay, prove to me how you get 2x plus 2 equals 6. And please, a lot of them are going to say, please don't show me a drawing.
Yeah, no kidding, because they don't want to go cross-eyed after having to go through those many years of nightmare, you know. I mean, come on, let's face it. Some of those teachers out there going, you know. And, by the way, students, today we're also going to learn about cursive writing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And also, think of it maybe now putting this into the future perspective. When these Common Core kids are going to be in college, the professors are going to give a shit on how they learned it. It's because, guess what? It's going to be the professor's way or the highway.
Yeah, well, hopefully, like I said, they've got to learn, you know, the real way. And I think they're going to come to the realization when they hit the colleges there that they've been lied to. And that's
exactly.
going to take a...
And also, you know, you have to also put into realization that a lot of the college professors who, like, you know, teach mathematics and teach, like, you know, all the things geared toward, you know, teaching these kids to become educators, have been so out of the loop for so long that the only way that they're going to know is the way that they were taught.
Right. I even heard some horror stories about, dumping a whole bunch of books on a first grader.
Absolutely.
Stuff, you know?
Yeah, there's commercials about that. And you want to know something? That's actually true. They're expecting these first graders to be on level, well, that doesn't matter what grade it is, actually. They're expecting them to be on level O by this time of the year. A first grader. They can read, they can see, spot, run. Okay, that's fine. But teach them see, spot, run for that whole year. Don't progress them along until, you know, so that they're so clueless that they don't even know what's going on.
You know, it's even crueler when I see, either a middle school or high school student, mm-hmm. and they're carrying their books. But you know what the old days, just like one or two books, you know, no big deal and everything. Now I'm seeing, like, these luggage cases, the big luggage case that they wheel behind them. I mean, what the hell is going on here? I mean, now we got that bed where it's like, okay, kids, here's half the library, learn it.
Mm-hmm. And also you have to put into consideration, too, like, you know, that these kids that are in the private schools, they're learning on iPads. And what's the iPad teaching them? The same thing I'm teaching them, the traditional way. As a matter of fact, that's the beauty of a lot of private schools, especially in New York State, because a lot of the private schools could actually opt out of the Common Core, especially the charter schools.
Yeah. I don't know. Where I am, they seem to embrace the Common Core, and if you say anything other than that, then you're racist.
Mm-hmm.
So, because, you know, our imperial leader here, C. Kyle, authorizes this, and I'm like, really? Like, teach your kids, hey, you know what? No, you don't have to use any more cursive writing. Hey, everything's electronically. You could do that. And I mean, yeah, try signing a name to a check, or maybe try to go to DMV and sign your name. See what happens.
Exactly.
You
have to think of it. Common Core did not actually start that with Obama. Started with G.W. Bush, No Child Left Behind.
Well, unfortunately, that didn't work out too well either. And Obama figured, well, I'll one up and screw the whiteies. Good.
Mm-hmm.
So, and look what happened.
And actually, you said it didn't work. No Child Left Behind didn't work too well. Guess what? You're wrong.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Did they all get left behind?
No Child Left Behind is actually very successful.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, well, okay. Then they didn't get left. They didn't get behind. The others did, and they probably that or under the bus. But
that's actually a plus because, you know, sometimes for the ones who, like, you know, say that they can't afford a private tutor, I'm fortunate enough that my students can afford a private tutor. But you have to put into perspective there are the families out there that can't afford a private tutor at all. You know,
mm-hmm.
So it forces that child to repeat third, fourth, or say fifth grade. You know. And it's actually a learning experience for them.
Or a future felon, whichever comes first.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of anything else here, soon Matt will have to be back because to close out the show, or the show's going to really abrupt really badly. So, Matt, if you're listening up here,
mm-hmm.
here he is. Well, it's coming close to the end.
My mic wasn't on. I'm back. And it's almost time for you guys to...
Get off my phone! Get off my phone!
That's Glenn back, by the way, Heather.
Yeah.
And I was just going back to what you were saying about the about having all these books. Even when I was in high school, I had to carry all these books on my back, and it's like, what do you have in there, a bunch of bricks?
Me too, and I went to a private school. But what I did is I did whatever homework I could do during my study period, so that way I didn't have to take home half the load.
Yeah, they let me take home some books, and some of the books were stored there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they It was weird, Mike, my schooling, but I got through it.
Exactly.
Didn't quite get through the algebra, though. I mean, the algebra I just barely passed.
And when I went to college, my mother told me, only take the books you need for that day.
Yeah. Need, like, every book that the same day.
Yes.
With me. But, anything else you guys got on Common Core or anything else we could talk about? Got about a minute left.
Well, I would definitely suggest that, for the non-teacher population, to definitely check out Americans Against the Common Core on Facebook, because that group tells the sheer reality of what's going on. And also, Errol and Matthew, I would definitely have you guys look into it, too, because the
right.
Americans Against the Common Core is actually run by teachers. And they...
many
and
of
they,
them are quitting.
And everything that. That, that they post is from the teacher's perspective.
Yeah, I see many teachers are quitting. They say, we can't teach this way.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, thanks for coming on with me, RL and Heather. I'm going to hit my outro music.
You're welcome. Enjoy your day.
All right, Heather. Thanks a lot for your insight on Common Core and everything else. RL, we'll talk to you later, too.
Okay,
and
talk to you later. Thank you for having me.
Yep. See you later, sheeple. We'll talk to everybody later. Sometime this week or next week with another edition of Unchained Policy. See you later.